All right.
Are we recording now?
We have been
recording.
We've got a lot of ammo against you.
Yes.
Perfect.
Because you owe us a lot. You're going to owe us a lot of money by the end of this.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I missed out on last episode, so I feel like I owe you guys a lot anyway.
Hey, as we get started here, this is probably the starting point for Uncle Terry, as we're calling him, who is my brother, who is in charge of a lot of things. I'm not even sure anymore. But I wish at the beginning of the last show I had said Zach wasn't going to be in the show, because a lot of people thought you had turned into a little girl.
What? That is my superpower.
Yeah.
It's like Shazam.
It's like in reverse?
Reverse.
It's
like reverse
and
Shazam.
Also weird.
Yeah.
If I get, well, it's like Ranma. You remember that manga? Does anybody...
No,
all right.
Sorry. No, maybe we'll start the podcast now. Maybe that's what we'll do. This is how I actually want to start out the podcast. Has anybody ever tried to call Corbin on the phone?
No.
It is the most brutal experience in the history of humankind. He didn't. I don't know if he knew how to say hello or what. And what was he? What were you saying? I call him and there's like silence. It's like my son. When I call my son, it's like, hey, you there, buddy? Yeah. Well, say hello. Say hello. Do something.
I didn't know what to say. I knew we were going to have a talk. Like he already said, I'm going to call you. And I said, okay, great. And then he called me and I was like going to say hi, but it didn't come out. And then I think I said like, what's happening or something awkward. It was
what's just, happening up?
And you were like,
you Brian Regan. It's like, gonna take luck and care.
I don't know what happened.
It was really weird, but it didn't get better. That was the problem. A lot of people progress in the phone call. Is that because of texting? Like,
I'm so used to texting.
How old are you?
You're 23.
Oh, so you're 20. There's a big.
So you don't know
never
how to
spoken
use
on a phone until
well,
he
I do,
spoke
but
to you.
Like only for like. I mean, I know how to use it. Okay, but
I know you. We know
it was a new phone too. So
yeah, it is a new.
Oh,
phone.
It's the new phone. He blames everything on the new phone.
Hashtag new phone.
It's rotary. Dropped 2 days after I got it. Yeah, but it was so. I mean, long conversations when they're already planned. It's like, hey, how you doing? Bam. But if it's already planned for whatever reason, like I freeze, like, okay, so what are we talking about?
Wait a second. So, the conversation was planned? I gave you like a couple of bullet points, outline things. I was
we were talking and you said, okay, I'll call you in a couple, are you free in a couple minutes?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, so I assumed it was a phone call. But when you called, I hadn't thought in my head what I would say.
How about hello?
Did you have a speech prepared?
Well, no, but like, I don't know. We'd already talked, so I felt it'd be awkward to say hello again when we were already
talked.
Texting.
We hadn't talked. Hello when you call somebody on the phone. Like, let's say you wrote someone a letter in the 1950s. You wrote somebody a letter, and then they got the letter, and they called you. Would you be like... hello? I'm sorry. I know I wrote you that letter.
Hello is too formal. He wouldn't have said hello at all.
Yeah. I mean,
good
I do
evening.
In text, though. That's so weird. Like, hey, how you doing? Hello. Or
like in Spanish, they say, dígame, right? Or diga, speak.
Yeah.
I think so. So
I did Spanish before.
I know. I know when my girl answers the phone, she's like, bueno.
Oh.
Which is good?
Yeah.
Or well?
Bueno.
Yeah, in some languages, you answer the phone differently than you actually speak to people in real life.
Exactly.
My ex said
like
what?
Japanese, it's moshi moshi. That does not mean hello.
Moshi moshi.
What does it mean?
It means I'm on the phone and I'm saying hi to you.
Oh, so it's
it's a really... But it's literally how you answer the phone. That's it. Yeah.
I like it.
Well, this is Super Culture Talk.
Welcome.
With the
Culture Talk.
Can we get
culture
a video?
Culture Playground. It's culture.
That's the rebranding.
Can we do a video of Corbin and Donnie on a planned phone call? Because I think that would be an excellent
thing. Would never be, oh my there God. Would be no conversation.
Why is planned phone call a thing that
I,
we've just...
I don't know.
It's
I don't
now
know.
In our vernacular.
New segment, planned phone call.
I mean,
I've actually
be better,
had a call, Corbin.
You can't not be.
He's going to work at it, guys.
It was rough. Like, he called it. It was rough.
All right.
Like,
so that's just... All I'm saying is be careful if you call Corbin because you might not know when to start.
I have called Corbin.
Huh?
That's the thing. I have called Corbin when we were at AceCon.
AceCon. Yes.
When we were helping unloading the Brandon's van or whatever. Yeah, we couldn't find each other, so we had to call. But yeah, he was cool. He was always at the van. Stand by the van. Just kidding.
It was a short conversation, and it worked out well.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna get we're gonna start moving right along. What people don't know, people are looking around here at the table a little bit. We don't have we do not have Donnie in our headphones. You guys gotta remember that because of the way it's set up right now. We don't have the full setup yet. You might call this premature comic playground is what it might. Okay, there.
It's getting weird. It's already.
Brutal.
I forget. That was like that last week. I should have known that.
Yeah. So we're gonna get into a little bit. We started talking about some Marvel stuff last week, and we're talking about some new Avengers and what we thought might come into the MCU, and we got off on a little bit of a tangent. Some people had let us know about that. What did you want to add to that? What is the deal with the Avengers?
Okay, so like I said, the deal with that, I started looking at the different groups here. Got me thinking just about the groups, and I'm sure I'm not the first one to point this out, but as they've been going along, you know, we started out with Avengers 1, which is like the core Avengers, and they, I was talking with Zach a little bit about this. They
always a bad idea.
They take liberties.
Are you talking about
terrible decision?
Were you doing it on the phone or?
Oh, in person. Okay. I didn't
he's
respond.
He's much better. Was it a planned call?
I only do planned calls.
Was it a planned conversation?
I prepared so much for it. Corbin's just shaking his head.
All right.
It's not worth the while, but I got it there.
No, I just thought it was interesting. So as we've gone along, like they've been following a sort of loose thread with the certain debuts in the different years. So like we start out with Founders, we know that it's Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, but on the originals it's like, you know, Hank Pym is in there, which we know was introduced way later on. Wasp was introduced way later on. So as we go down, like for the 60s recruits is pretty much the main lineup that we have in Avengers 1 for the movie, right?
And also, like, not to interrupt, but interesting trivia, Captain America was not an original Avenger in the comics.
He was not. The Founders are Iron Man, Thor, Hank Pym, Wasp, and Hulk.
It's funny that he was not an Avenger, but in the movies, he was the first Avenger.
Right. Before there were Avengers.
Let's make that known.
There was an Avenger. Okay, so, yeah, it says, given retroactive founding member status in place of the Hulk, I guess it says here.
Given retroactive founding, what does that even mean?
It means they had the Hulk as a founding member, and they decided like that doesn't make any sense. So
years later,
well, it says right here, it says resigned from the team in Avengers 2, rejoins the Avengers later in Avengers versus X-Men number 11. Former member of the main Avengers team, so they probably were like, hey, this is a great team for the Avengers, and they realized, oh man, we need Captain America. Let's remove Hulk and put Cap in there,
and pretend like it never.
It looks like an early retcon. That's what it looks like.
Wow.
So as we move along, 60s, Avengers 1, 70s is almost Age of Ultron because you're starting to get some other people in here, such as Vision. Vision shows up also in the late 60s. So it's the 60s is split between Avengers 1, Avengers 2. And as we get to Avengers 3, Endgame, you're starting to see some people that are now showing up and have been introduced. So Black Widow's still in there. Mantis is in there. And also... conveniently, Ms. Marvel, a.k.a. Captain Marvel.
So can we go back to the 70s real quickly?
Yeah.
So Hellcat is a character that I would love to see in the Avengers. And part of the reason is because I really, really want the TV shows to somehow merge with the movies in some way.
Yes.
And I know that the movies kind of look down on the TV shows, but they kind of introduced Hellcat at the end of the last Jessica Jones series.
Yep.
With Patsy. And so somehow, some way, I want one of those characters to make its way into the movies, and I'm thinking Hellcat.
Someone like was doing a little bit of watching while in Mexico.
Mm.
Like a little homework. Like I've never seen Zach so
Tarea
prepared.
Is
like
what they
well
say
done,
in
Zach.
Yeah, fantastic.
She-Hulk's still tied up over at Fox or one of the other ones. That's why she hasn't really shown up yet.
Corbin, you had a fan theory that you had brought up to me.
Yes, so I'm going to get this right real quick. It's from Reddit, JIT. Ooh, Josh and Marie. And so basically the theory is that, and this was already established.
Do me a favor, talk into the microphone. It helps amplify your voice.
My fault, yes. The theory was
that. We practiced this.
I know,
do need to get you
right
a taller mic. I know.
Yeah.
It's
fine.
Or a shorter chair.
Okay. But basically they already established Time Vortex is in the quantum realm in Ant-Man and the Wasp. The Wasp was the one that brought it up.
Yep.
And so the prevailing fan theory already is that they will be using that to go back in time to, you know, send the Avengers back, kind of refix the timeline, undo the snap, all of that. Now, the theory that is this week's theory of the week is that they will utilize the assistance of Ghost, the antagonist from the Ant-Man vs. Wasp movie, to help them to achieve that.
Oh, yeah.
Since Janet was the one who brought it up, but she is also now gone at the end of the movie, along with Professor Pym as well. So they're going to try to figure out how to do that. And the only person available that has technology and the access to that would be Ghost. And so the theory is, if Ghost lost her, forgot his name, but her guardian, I think Mr. Foster, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
But if she lost him, she would be compelled to try to help and bring him back.
That makes
Therefore, sense. They would team up, maybe a small cameo, not really super huge, but integral to the part of him finding the Quantum Realm to bring the Avengers back.
Yeah, I feel like Ghost isn't big enough to play such a pivotal role in Endgame.
You know? I mean, did she really play a big role in the last movie, though?
Well, I mean, she was the main villain of Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah. Juliet has a theory that the uniforms they're wearing help them travel through time and and in the quantum realm.
It's probably accurate, given the suits and stuff that they've been showing up in the toys.
Now, what is this thing about? I got in here and like people were giving me three or four new Batman theories. Something happening.
Oh yeah.
So what happened?
It started with the Robert Pattinson thing last week. And then recently they said Kristen Stewart for Batgirl. And it's like the whole Bat universe is turning into Twilight.
Twilight. Twilight Rises.
And then Justin found this bit of information. What went on Forbes?
Yeah, Forbes posted an article that basically said like everything that you've heard over the last few days about the different theories and the different castings are completely inaccurate, and someone's just feeding.
Justin, are you saying they're fake news?
It's possible.
It's really a unique territory for Forbes to be moving into, like casting rumors. Is that the brand?
You know, I honestly don't think so, because Forbes is all about the money moves and they're watching the money and everything like that. And if these guys are really making money moves, then they would definitely know.
I think you're thinking on a little bit older track of thinking, Zach, because. Yes, I would have said that maybe a few years ago, but now...
Now younger people have never even heard of Forbes.
Yeah, I mean...
And also the DCEU being a money-making move right now.
Oh. I mean,
yeah.
All right, and this is another little tidbit. I'm going to be meeting up with the Fireside Chat guys, somebody who'd reached out to us earlier. They have a podcast. Check them out. We'll put some information about them. I probably should have looked that up. Anybody got... Justin, look that up for me so I can give that out. Super cool guys. I'm doing a show out in Philadelphia and Atlantic City, and I guess a couple of the guys or maybe all of them are gonna talk to me Fireside Chat podcast, and they're gonna come to the show and I'm gonna do their podcast, and then we'll probably have them on eventually, or some of them and some of our guys will go over there, so a little bit of a collaboration there. We haven't. We tried to hear from him, but the difficulty because of the way we have things set up. It's time for our Donnie rant, which everybody on Earth is looking forward to this, and he's raring to go. Apparently, what are you there, Donnie?
I'm here. I wish you guys can hear me, but yeah.
No, we can hear. Trust us. We got it.
All right. Well, my first rant is
Oh wait, you have more than one?
Well, this wasn't the planned one until I went to the Phoenix Zoo.
Whoa! Oh,
So look, all right, this is the planned one. This is the one that fits the category.
Well, like this one just came up. I actually the planned one I came up before I went to the Phoenix Zoo. This is just icing on the cake.
Okay, so which one is this? This is the Phoenix Zoo one.
This is the Phoenix Zoo rant. And then I'll go into my good one.
Okay, yeah, do whatever.
Let me get my Phoenix Zoo one out because it's. So, anyways, it's bad enough I got to pay $25 when half of the animals are hibernating as it is already, and then you got this big bug exhibit on your billboard. I'm thinking, cool, big giant bugs. Okay, I do want to see that. Maybe I get some cool insects from Africa or something. You know, so that's $5 extra. So I'm like, whatever. Pay for my wife, and then we start walking in this path, and there's just these animatronic insects left and right. Like, okay, like I can go to the spirit store and get the same thing for free, you know?
Wait, the spirit store?
What is the spirit store?
Yeah, the Halloween store.
Spirit Halloween,
the Halloween stores, you know?
Yeah, let's make sure we're...
we're narrowing it down.
I thought you were at the tarot card reader.
No. So we're walking...
Could you see Donnie at a seance? What's going on? The table's rising. Dang!
Follow the script.
Okay. Oh, man. So, yeah, we're just walking down the trail left and right. Okay, oh, there's a praying mantis. Cool, I feel like I'm in the movie Starship Troopers. Okay. where are these big bugs? You know, we keep walking, literally 2 minutes done, and I see the tent with the gift shop inside of it. I'm like, really? I already wasted $5, and now you expect me to go through your gift shop? I mean, where are these insects? I was literally about ready to kick over a table. I mean,
this is so topical.
So do not waste your money if you go to the Phoenix Zoo about the big bugs. You're not going to see big bugs. You're going to see animatronics.
Is there? Wait a second. Does this have anything to do with it?
He did say Starship Troopers.
I did.
He did.
NPH was good in Starship Troopers.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Does anybody know anybody that works at the zoo?
No, not anymore.
No, but I like
what? What's your second rant about speeding tickets?
I'd like to get. Actually, there was this one time. No. No, you guys, please chime in if you guys ever experience this when you go to a Comic-Con or anything, but have you ever had it where the artist or creator just charges an outrageously priced for their signature? Yeah, it's like, okay, $20, oh no, that comic, no, I gotta charge you $80 for a signature. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I'm a fan, I'm not gonna just sell this on eBay, I'm not giving you a stack of 20 of the same comic, I mean... I don't know why they got to treat fans like that. It's just money. I mean, some artists want 80, some want 125, some just want 20. Some will do 5 for free. I don't get it with you guys. You already make enough money. They're paying you to be there. I don't know. It's like I remember the baseball strike in, 94? And then, I know I'm old. Players are wanting to charge signatures for the baseball.
Wait a second. I think the baseball players are making a few more dollars.
Just the they were on strike, so you know.
I don't know how much the comic artists and the writers make, but I'm betting it's probably not as much as you might think.
Yeah. I actually had a conversation. I went to a birthday party, and one of the gentlemen that was sitting there, whose daughter was friends with my friend's stepson. Which was his birthday party. He drew for Spider-Man.
Cannot follow that.
No. It was Ferris Bueller's.
There's a person. Friend
too. All right, so there's a dude who drew for Marvel.
Okay.
Anyway, he drew Spider-Man, and he was talking about how he started off freelance doing a couple, you know, panels, like short stories and things like that, and then they promoted him to basically do the kids' versions of comics and things like that, and then he started getting more and more work, but they were really pressuring him to get in the getting things out in a timely manner and everything like that. And he's like, yeah, they wanted basically a comic drawn within a week. And I was just like, whoa, that's a lot, you know. And he's like, yeah, I get it drawn, so then the next few days after that was done, then it would get inked and then colored and everything like that. And they basically set a time limit for like 2 weeks for a comic to come out. And I was like, dude, that's pretty crazy. He was like, yeah. And that's kind of why I stepped back and did my own thing. And yeah, that was part of what they were talking about, Image, when Jim Lee and everybody left and Todd, they left and they started doing their own thing. It's like they were getting pressured to do all this work in a short amount of time, but not getting compensated properly for it. So that was... Yeah,
and then they're showing up to comic shows in the middle of that, and people like Donnie are complaining about them.
Yeah, and
what's
actually,
with all these comics charging so much money and these giant insects
kick over a table.
By the way, we have the information for the Fireside Chat guys.
Bottom screen.
At Fireside crew, that's what they are on Twitter. Is that
yes? Yep. And then welcome to fireside.com is their page.
Okay, great. So it's welcome to fireside.com. We were going to, what we're coming up on next here, we haven't done this yet. We're going to take a chance, and do a top five list.
Ooh.
And not just a regular top five, a Mark V, the best suit, of course. Get it ready. A reason to do a Robert Downey Jr. impression. And here we go. We didn't want to make it too difficult, so we're actually going with top five favorite superhero movies, which I just realized I didn't write one down myself. So I'll make it up. Iron Man 1, 2, 3, and anything else I'm
making. You're going 2, number 2?
No. What?
You're going to go Iron Man 2, number 2 for you?
Or in reverse. Check that.
That's not a bad
I'm Willy
idea.
Wonka.
That's not
all
a
right?
bad idea. Okay.
So I will be making that up as we go along there. So let's go number five. We'll start with Corbin.
Oh, okay. So mine, I chose Batman Forever.
Batman
as my number five.
Okay.
Yes, and listen, before you guys, exactly. I enjoyed it. I think out of all the early or all the 90s era Batman movies, that one was the best as far as mixing in the Tim Burton dark element to it without being too just over the top, alongside Joel Schumacher's kind of campy side without being total bat nipples.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a perfect combination of the two. The action was there. You had an actual character arc for Batman.
Yep.
Trying to figure out, can he be himself and also be the bat and balance those two lives and really get that together. His whole suit, his whole bat cave was destroyed. Robin was in the mix. Riddler was bearable. Two-Face was okay.
Jim Carrey's prime. I mean, yeah. He was great.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was...
There's two of us.
I enjoyed that movie. In fact, I watched it again this weekend.
Oh,
it's like the easily most watchable for me of the 90s Batman movies.
But that goes into your top five of all time?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Only because of my personal favorite. Like, if we're going like a objective list like of the best, then no. But if we're talking about like my favorite, then yeah, it's there.
We'll just go through Rotten Tomatoes, whatever has the most high percentage. Well,
all right. Okay. 30. Okay. We. I'm with you. Yeah.
Thank
good.
You.
34 more of these to go. So we might have to speed up a little bit.
All right.
All right. Good.
My number five is Amazing Spider-Man number 2, and I know that a lot of people didn't like that, but I love that they kept with Gwen Stacy. I like that they killed her. I mean, that sounds sadistic, but I love that they stayed with the storyline on this.
Yes,
that
very sadistic.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And it was a pretty tragic ending, and I would have, and then the teaser for the next movie was awesome.
Yes.
I'm so disappointed we never got number 3.
I thought that I most likely have said this a lot of times, but the Amazing Spider-Man movie arc was the closest representation to the comics, and I thought it was awesome.
That's why I loved it. I love that more than any of the others. Yeah,
really, no.
Mm-hmm. So that was your number 5?
No.
Your number 5 is?
Masters of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren.
No, wow. What's going on? I had joke ones that weren't that bad.
I loved really? It as a kid. I really did.
As a kid, but now to go back and watch, you still love it?
I still feel the same way.
Makes barbed wire my number 5.
By the power of Grayskull, you're crazy.
Oh, I miss Zach.
Oh, my God.
I missed you last week, buddy. That was just a mess. So you didn't have that last
Zach
week.
Zach Barbwire is you?
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, Firefly.
God. Honorable mention.
Okay.
There you go.
Spider-Man, the first one, Tobey Maguire.
Okay. Solid.
Great. Waited so long for it to come out.
Yes.
They were teasing James Cameron as the director for a while. Wizard Magazine was covering lots of stuff in those days, and it was just like, I did not,
oh
but
my God.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, you should.
But that was like, it was groundbreaking. You'd had Batman, you'd had Superman, and Spider-Man is arguably, you know, top three favorite comic book hero of all the heroes, right? And he hadn't had his own movie yet, and so finally it happened, and it was beautiful.
Donnie's reading about it right now.
No, I'm just ready for my turn, but you guys keep rambling on.
Next preview, next week, Donnie.
That brings us to you, Donnie. Appreciate
three.
It. Yeah, knocked it out of the park. Maybe you'll do something outside the genre.
Mine'll be The Punisher, the 2004 Thomas Jane.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Was villain... was
John Travolta.
John Travolta was just the villain. I'm just myself in this. I'm going to dance you to
Vinnie
death.
Barbarino.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You're Mr. Punisher. What's going on here? Justin?
I'm going to go with The Rocketeer. Personal favorite of mine. That movie needs to get rebooted so fast because it was that bad.
It came out,
Disney declassified it as a failure, but cult status has said that it's something to behold. So I love that movie.
I forgot all
I
about
I love this poster.
That awesome.
Yeah.
My God.
Good stuff.
All right. Number 4, it's taking so long, we might have to go to Fantastic Four next week. That might be one, which was, by the way, my top 5, the Fantastic Four reboot.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, Brutality. Wolverine Origins. All
dun, dun, dun. I remember going and seeing that with my son. It was like all the buildup and then a tiny little fight at the end. He goes, that was it. I go, great movie.
Is that, you're talking about the new one? The new one?
The newest one. Michael B. Jordan is Torch.
That was hardcore.
You didn't hate it?
I didn't hate it.
A compliment.
I didn't hate it. That time jump they did in the movie.
People freaked out about that movie.
Oh, it had a lot of problems.
The weird thing was it was just a lot of buildup, and
for
then
nothing.
At the end, the fight was
that's
like, you're dead!
But it was like, did you see the other two? because
I liked the first one compared to that one.
Oh, I was just disappointed because it had a lot of potential.
Exactly.
It just didn't deliver. It was a studio fight and a director fight. That's pretty much what caused what you got. They had a huge falling out, and the studio seized it and cut their own film. So,
all right, number four, make it happen.
Love the movie. I think it was a perfect like deconstruction of the superhero, but also while still element like showing some core elements. The relation between Logan and Laura and the whole storyline there. I like the way that they integrated the use of the future without being like too super far. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I mean, I wasn't a big fan of the villain in it, but I really liked the character arc for Logan and Laura as well.
All right. Joe?
I cheated on this one. I don't want to make Donnie mad or anything, but I put Ant-Man 1 and 2 for my number 4. I love them both. I love them both equally.
But there's like they're giant. I'm getting a Donnie impression.
That's like Donnie impression is coming.
Dang. Well, I'm just trying to do the things that I do and things started happening. what things? You know. All right, Donnie. All right, Donnie.
Like number 4 was Superman from the 80s.
Which one?
Christopher Reeve.
The original?
The original. The OG.
How did I forget that?
Donner Cut.
Nope.
Are you including all of the Superman movies? Like,
I mean,
Joe,
if you want.
Are you just going to merge them
just
all?
Just make them all one.
I mean, if you want. They're one through essentially five. All.
Right, even Zach,
Iron Man, number 4.
I agree. Nice job.
Thank you. Great movie.
It did. I remember being at Jerry's Deli, which is a kind of big hangout in L.A., and when that movie came out, and nobody could believe. And the funny thing was, and this is sounds like a bit I'm making up, but Adam Sandler and John Lovitz were just sitting over, like a one booth over, and I wanted to go talk to him, and I think it would go something like this: "Have you seen Iron Man?" "It's a great one. I wish I would have been him."
It's an arc reactor.
All right, so it's forced, but
it's no longer my number 4 really favorite movie.
There was
just
no, I've ruined the movie.
It's too bad. All right, Randy,
Donnie, you got a chance.
Yeah, X-Men 2 United.
Okay,
oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Justin,
Black Panther.
Okay, all right, three.
Superman 2.
Superman 2.
Just 2. Best Superman movie ever.
All right,
The Crow.
Look at that. That got a group
outside the bus.
Jason Lee died during the filming of that.
I heard something end, like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe Justin can look that one up.
What do you want me to look up?
Just kidding. Everybody.
No, we know. Yeah.
But not just like Heath Ledger died. Like he was killed
by a bullet
in
a movie.
Like, yeah. Actual production. Crazy. Of that movie. Yeah. I know.
Thanks for bringing that up.
It doesn't say that.
Once again, we missed you last week.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch it now, it's not. It doesn't quite stand up, but it meant a lot to me then, and like the music was amazing.
Yeah,
and it was just a cool movie.
All right,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 80s.
No, that was mine. My number 3.
Really?
Yeah, no joke.
You guys are the same on number 3.
Yeah.
Of all the movies to pick in the world, both of you put Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Is that formative years of my life?
Oh my god, I have it. I still have it on VHS at my house.
I don't doubt that.
Does anybody here not still have that?
Corbin just bought it on VHS.
Wow. Wow.
Donnie.
Deadpool.
Deadpool. That's a good choice.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Donnie's getting very concise now after his rants.
It's over.
All right, Justin.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Okay.
I like that one.
All right.
Number 2?
Number 2. That's what we're going down.
Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh, ooh, the animated movie that was teased in the preview.
On Facebook Live, Corbin made sure, can it be animated or does it have to be real people? Does it have to be people or can it be
voices?
Can it be voices with pictures? Fast moving pictures?
I gotta be sure. Okay.
I'll tell you what, my Corbin is nowhere near my Donnie.
We gotta work on that. Yeah.
That first note of Donnie was so right.
Why?
You make me sound like Barney Rubble.
Look at that. Wait, which one of us is talking? Look at that.
I don't sound like Barney Rubble.
Oh, God. I don't know what I sound like. At least you have someone to compare it to.
All right, Joe.
Amazing Spider-Man number 1.
I sense a pattern with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing Spider-Man number 0.
All right. Adonis?
Blade.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Respect.
Yeah. Did you cheat off of him on that too?
Yeah, Blade. No, but So no, I did Batman Begins is number two.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, very good.
My favorite of those three.
Donnie.
The Avengers.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Justin.
Mine would be Logan, the Noir Edition. It was black and white. It was a limited release that they did for Logan after its run, where they literally went back, regraded it, and turned it black and white. It was one of the best films I've ever seen in black and white.
Wait a second, but it's the same film?
Same film. Black and white changes the mentality. It's amazing. I loved it. Different.
Really?
Color tends to be a character in itself in a film. It's just a deep philosophical thing that I've learned.
Yeah, let's do the Infinity Stones in Shades of Gray.
It just had a different feel when I saw it.
Oh, wow.
It's like Sin City was the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, I got you, Justin.
How did I forget Sin City on my list? Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to do another list. Top five favorite movies we forgot last week.
Yeah.
I can't even think of the worst.
Are we number one?
Yeah.
I didn't number one.
Do number one.
So mine is the best superhero movie ever, Spider-Man 2.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Did you guys do your number two? I missed it.
I did. Okay.
All right, so my number one is Batman Returns.
Oh,
I love that movie. And it was like the first.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a great movie. Danny DeVito was Tim Burton owned that movie.
It was one of the first movies that
Casey Affleck would have been great.
Absolutely.
Would
have been great, right? I'm going to pause.
I'm the only one who dared on that one.
I'm going to hold us up for a second and say that there was an admission on our way out last week.
There's no way he admits it on the air.
We were walking to the car, mm-hmm. and he said, that Jesse James movie was pretty good. And I was like, what?
Last thing he said before we got in the car.
I was a witness.
Are we going to be able to get, can we get an admission on air?
No, that was that never happened. I cannot categorically deny all the allegations
against
me.
That's as absent as Justin's mustache this week.
Exactly.
Call me Ishmael.
I'm waiting for you to sell me some oatmeal.
Would you like to buy some apples?
How about them apples?
There it is.
Here we go.
Casey Affleck was in that movie. Just saying, he's bringing stuff up.
Okay.
Why are you the way that you are?
Adonis.
My number one superhero movie for me was Ghostbusters, the OG.
Does that count?
A lot of things I'm not sure if they 100% count, but
I respect you, Adonis.
Were they not superheroes?
No. No. There's not a comic on them.
Slow it down.
They were more like superpowered beings.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Come on.
That was a Zach level line. Hold on. You got the Zach Coleman Award today for that. You can slow it down as much as you want to. Oh, that's my favorite. That's up there.
That's the best
favorite
I've moments.
That's favorite moments today, along with the giant bugs.
We're only halfway through. It's like naming the MVP of the game. Yeah. It's like at halftime.
Yeah. We're getting fan votes. All right. Okay. We know Adonis is loose on his interpretation of superheroes.
Superheroes.
Although, are they?
Superpowered beings. Now it makes perfect sense to me.
With the pause, right? But with their, how are they any different than somebody who just has a weapon, like Batman, I guess?
Because they...
No, I'm saying I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not trying to fight you on this.
Okay,
I can see that because you wanted to attack.
Wow. Because I will attack.
All right, comic book.
I mean...
Yeah, I did not realize that.
And not before, right?
That was what I was saying. It was not like a lot of...
See, this is the greatness of
like Aladdin was a comic book.
He brought us all around.
After.
Oh, which we didn't bring up. We should have talked about... Yeah. There's never going to be another Robin. Hmm? Okay. Uncle Phil!
That's all.
Uncle Phil! Yeah. All right. So, Zach,
number
what
one.
We got?
X-Men 2 also. Well, I mean, as not well. That it does. Yeah. Too, but, yeah.
It was a good one.
That one was good.
Yeah. Great movie.
All right. Donnie?
Batman The Dark Knight.
Wait.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Justin.
Oh. The Dark Knight.
Oh. Okay. Donnie and Justin.
Where's Road to Perdition, guys?
We just became
Dark Knight's
best friends.
One of the greatest films ever made, not only greatest comic films, but crime thrillers, I think, of all time.
Yeah, I agree. Why not?
Change my mind.
I mean, we're going to change this.
It would have been better.
I thought it was
again,
Logan and Black and White.
Superman
2. Again, it was number two.
Okay. It would have been better with Casey Affleck.
Here's
Superman 2 is still the pinnacle of that.
By the
think
way,
about that.
Back to the Casey Affleck thing.
Okay.
Because we haven't enough.
I want to say, like...
you want to say
Batman,
into the
Dark
mic
Knight
or off
Rises?
The mic?
Batman, Dark Knight, or not Rises? Batman, The Dark Knight, not a superhero movie. I thought that was a Joker movie. a supervillain movie. Mm-hmm. So it could have been Casey Affleck as Batman because he was barely a character in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that's true.
That wasn't my point, but...
but I'm taking it. I'm running with it.
All right, and that wraps up the Mark V, which by next week will be the Mark II. All right. So, like, I love looking at the list and what we're supposed to get to, and we're about a third of the way through. So what people don't realize is when I'm putting together some of this stuff at the beginning, because we haven't done a lot of these, I always worry that we're not going to have enough to fill the time. And we're usually about 45 minutes in, and we've gotten to the second topic. So I'm going to have to start trusting that you guys are fantastic at this. We're going to the mailbag, and that's going to be Joe Newcomer.
We've actually been getting a lot of questions from people, and the last few weeks I've gotten a few questions about what we're going to do for Free Comic Book Day, which is awesome. You guys all go to Free Comic Book Day, right?
No.
I'm going to try to.
Every year since I was a young man, absolutely.
What about you, Donnie?
Wait, what year is that?
No. Like 2005.
Okay. I just let every year since I was a young man. Well, that could start at any point.
When I was a young man, I used to get in my wagon, go down to the local comic store to read a story.
All right, what do you got?
Well, anyways, so
Casey Affleck.
This year, we're going to go to Drawn to Comics.
Hold on, we're not going to say Casey Affleck anymore. We're just going to go CA.
CA.
Okay.
Ka.
CA.
Hashtag it.
Hashtag CA. I like it.
So we're gonna go to Drawn to Comics. They do like a huge Free Comic Book Day. They have the Velma Teague Branch Library in Glendale, and they overrun the whole library. And it's like a Comic Con. They have vendors and artists and all kinds of cool stuff.
Oh, that's so Glendale, some of us, Arizona.
Yeah. So some of us are gonna go there. I think I'm gonna dress Donnie up in cosplay and make him talk to people.
Make him.
And we'll do a bunch of Facebook.
Can we just
live
have some animatronic bugs there?
Really great. Yeah, Donnie, see me kick him over.
Maybe bring some like. Yeah,
we have to absolutely. Go. We
charge
have to stop
$5
at Spirit.
To see Donnie.
We have to stop at Spirit Store first.
Worth it. Spirits, the Spirit Store.
You have to wait until October.
We'll do some drawings and give away some stuff too.
And I'm going to try and make it out there for a little bit. We'll see. I'm very busy. I'm going to do my best. I think.
What day is Free Comic Day?
It's May 4th.
I was going to say
May the 4th.
It's the first Saturday in May. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
May the 4th.
Sometimes it's the 5th, but this week.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a Star Wars marathon on USA.
May the 4th be with you. It's never on the 5th.
Donnie, I'm sure you have it on DVD.
Yeah, you got me.
May
I do.
May the 4th be with you.
You might even have a tattoo of it. All right.
All right. So the next thing that we got was a compliment. A gentleman named Joshua Coleman sent us.
No relation.
What's that?
No relation.
No relation. He said that we've become his number one nerd podcast, and he listens to a ton of them. So we're on the top of his playlist now. So that's pretty cool.
Thanks, Justin. Were with Juliet in, and then now with Zach back.
Not nerdy enough. I made it way too cool. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Because that's what I read.
And then he had a question. He wanted to know if any of us have been watching Sci-Fi's Deadly Class.
That is me. I have watched it. I wanted to pick it up. I remember when it first hit the shelves, and I definitely was very intrigued by the covers. I like the way it looked. I like the way they did the coloring and things like that. And it had the black and white that reminded me of Sin City and everything like that. So I wanted to pick it up, but I mean, I just got distracted.
Had a baby.
That too. Once I saw that it was coming to Sci-Fi and the show was, they were working on it, and then it finally dropped, and I usually watch it on Prime. I've been watching every week, and I really enjoy the show. I want to go, I'm going to go to the shop and try and see if I can get some trades of them so I can just read it.
Well, there you go, Josh. Yeah. So we have somebody. I'm going to try to catch it if I can. So I went back and forth with Tommy, Jason, Gary, as it were, and we talked about everything you just talked about, how it kind of fell flat for us because there wasn't the Spidey backstory, and how we thought maybe Woody Harrelson was going to bring it back to life a little bit in the mm-hmm. second one, and then we talked a little bit about how that movie was kind of doomed just because of the Spider-Man thing, and then we looked at we were talking about Joker a little bit, the new Joker. And we were thinking, well, you know, this one has a better opportunity. And I think it has a better opportunity because of the way the Joker was treated in Dark Knight, mm-hmm. because his backstory was opened up, you know? So you don't have that ironclad backstory like you would have had if
but we had Spider-Man 3.
It's true.
Great movie.
If the last story had been...
Put it on the list of forgotten top five.
Yeah, that's going to be in there somebody's.
Forgotten for a reason.
But the backstory isn't locked in like it was, but you know, during the Keaton movies.
Right.
So him having like 8 different backstories in that movie makes it okay for him to have whatever. And in this backstory, he's a comedian who goes crazy. Hear so it's okay
guys?
For that.
Hear that, guys?
Yeah. So we can,
I could be the Joker. Hey, this is the Joker doing John Madden.
Now we're talking.
I was just thinking, Norm MacDonald is the Joker. Yeah, you want me to blow this place up? All right.
And that's all it was. That's our mailbag for the day.
All right. All sounds right. good. Wrap it up. Beatbox us out of it. Boy, did I fail on that one. Oh, all right. Gosh. I'll get you in the right spots. You got to try stuff. That's what
you don't. You got to sit up there and try and get the things in the right spots. And
then edit that out.
Okay. We might be cutting his feed for a while.
That was here. Bing. Just... That was Bing Crosby, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly who it was.
So now, because of that, we wanted to talk. We talked a little bit about the Dark Knight last week, and we go into that with the Batman theme there. Corbin, you had put together a little bit of a look back, and I wrote down a loon back, which once again, no, dear heavens, my.
I like it.
Yeah. It's crazy. Spell check fears me.
I thought you were doing like a play on words, but I
no,
it.
I don't have that much intelligence.
Oh. I did. Loon well, back.
Having had our conversation about what Batman we wanted and my regret of not having an older Batman, you know, in this upcoming film, I decided to look back at the two interpretations of an older Batman that we have in film. So I went to the animated film, Batman: The Dark Knight Returns, mm-hmm. Part 1 and 2, and I'll also look back at Batman and Robin, the George Clooney one. Suffered through that, but I did it for y'all.
What? So it's y'all brilliant. I pulled up a bunch of the lines from there.
Oh my God. Nice to see you.
They're horrific.
I literally was watching this.
Everybody chill.
Oh, jeez.
What killed the dinosaur? You got to do that. I can't do the dinosaurs part. But
I don't even remember.
It was the Ice Age.
Thank you.
Donnie, don't be better than me over there.
Look out, the giant insects.
Freeze them.
I think the superior acting was what distracted me from what I actually wanted to look at in the movie, which was just analyzing George Clooney's performance as Batman. So I was trying to look past all the ice puns and Poison Ivy's performance and Bane or whatever that was. I refuse to call him that. I call him Roger personally.
Batman and Robin was the reason why George Clooney quit ER, right? Like that was his big movie star.
It should have been why he quit acting.
He was giving refunds, I think, after that. Seriously, like if for people who like saw the movie, it was bad.
He just stood outside the movie theater.
I don't know how it happened, but I read that he said that he did that.
We got some buyer's remorse stories, which we affectionately call Corbining because of learning that at AceCon he bought some Spider-Man VHS videos from the 80s that somebody recorded on their own TV. And he bought for $35-$40. But I was alerted that Donnie wanted to be first in Corbin's segment. Donnie, is it okay if I go first? Whatever you want, Donnie. It's your show. We're just happy to be a part of it.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thanks for the invite.
All right, guys. I've never actually told this story to anybody. I was just too embarrassed by it.
He did try to tell it to me 3 or 4 times.
No.
We have some of the video. It is brutal. He's climbing up... He's climbing up a wall. Oh, we just got stung by something. Oh, and it's outlined. Oh, dear heavens. Everybody's looking up. He's climbing the wall.
That's a GoPro view.
It's just as bad as you think, y'all.
Holy cow. All right, so Donnie, I'm sorry to have cut you off because you're brilliant.
No, no worries. So I'm going to set the mood. It was 2007, just before Ghost Rider was about to come out on into the theaters.
Awesome.
So I already had this comic book. I've had it for years. It's Marvel Spotlight number 5. That's the first appearance of Ghost Rider. So the comic that I had in the grade was an 8.5. I bought it for $350, which was fair. That was the auction price then. About 2 years before 2007. So the movie's about to come up. So I'm going on eBay and I'm looking for the same comic to see if the demand's gone up or anything. And it's not. It's like, it was like at $320 or whatever like that. So I'm like, okay. I'm going to put in a bid just to raise it up, you know, so people will hopefully, you know, outbid me. So I put in $350. And then I freaking win the dang thing. I was like, dang it. I was like, I don't have $350, so I contact the seller. Yeah, my son was playing on my account. He didn't mean to bid on your comic. I'm so sorry about that. Can you please relist it or whatever? And he responds, nope, a deal's a deal. You need to pay it or I'm going to put negative feedback. So I was like,
holy.
So I had to put that on my credit card.
You know what
sadly.
You do with that guy? You know what you do with that guy? You find him and you take him to the zoo.
Show him those insects.
Don't worry, $5. I got this. Yeah.
Oh man. Oh, eBay crook.
But yeah, so that was my buyer's remorse, is just trying to play on eBay, trying to raise up a comic book, but then you end up winning it.
They must have known that what that movie was going to be like.
Oh, they obviously they saw the future. Sequel. Oh, yeah. And the sequel was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Hot take.
Peeing fire.
Okay, so I call my
that's a, I was, a side effect of some medications.
Tank of flames.
So, I call it the $500 mistake. I was that's what I call it.
Which could mean so many things.
That means that the $35 for the DVDs was nothing for Corbin.
The $500 mistake. Worse.
I was visiting a friend of mine who lived in California, and we were in Sacramento, and the Sacramento Comic-Con was going on. I was like, oh, wow, that's awesome. So I booked it right there, you know, went over there for a while. This guy was selling these, like, Spider-Man, like, omnibus, like, collections, like, the Ultimate Spider-Man. And he was selling them for, like, $300. And I went up to him and I said, you know, hey, I try to be polite. It kind of came off awkward. I was like, hey, sir, can I negotiate?
No, wait a second. You come off awkward? No, wait. Were you on
the
phone?
Call him,
he walked up to him and just stood silently.
Well, I'm looking at them going like.
Hello, sir?
My plan.
And so I said.
Corbin, I am.
I said, can I negotiate with you? He's like, negotiate what? I'm like, these prices, because $300, that's kind of crazy. He's like, well, this is how I'm selling it. So I said, well,
wait a second. Hold on. Before you go on, $300, the title of the story was The $500 Mistake. I want to make sure everybody caught what Zach and I caught.
So we're
scratching our heads over here.
And I said, can we make it to like $250? And he's like, $270. And I was like, $220. And then he said, $230. And I was like,
Wait, you undercut your own bid?
We're like with each other talking. This actually happened. And
you first offered $250 and he was,
yeah,
and then you were like
$300 for that book.
But then you decided after he gave you a counter offer that you would drop even lower.
Hold on.
I want to be in a salary negotiation with
you. Go sit in Donnie's beanbag. Because this makes about as much sense as his rant.
So we ended up paying $200 for the book. Fine.
Okay.
I grabbed it. I thought it was a good deal. Don't ask me what I think are good deals. I walk off to other booths. I did not realize that this was the last day of the Comic-Con. So I walk down to the lower levels, and this other dude is selling the exact same books for $50. I'm sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. So I went up to him, like, dude, this guy sold it for $300. I got it for $200. He's like, yeah, man, you got ripped off. That's crazy. Have you ever been here before? I'm like, no. But I said, you know.
To Sacramento or to the specific? This is what happens in Sacramento.
So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy your book, and I'm going to bring the other book back, and we're going to negotiate this again. Don't know what I was thinking. I bought the $50 book.
He doubled down.
Went back up to get the $250. By that point, he was gone. His assistant was there, whatever. He's like, oh, he's gone. And I was like, so can we talk about this? And she's like, no, we can't. I was like, okay, fine. So now I'm in a bad mood because I've paid $300 for a book that I already negotiated I wasn't going to do that for, and then I did. The $500 mistake comes later. So it's
Sunday. Wait, $500 on top?
You're already $300 in the hole.
It's a Sunday. And
bring
the
mic up to you.
It's a Sunday, and I was scheduled, or I had a flight to come home the next day. My mind was still thinking about the events of this whole negotiation, how bad it happened. So I went to a Wells Fargo ATM to draw some money out to, you know, pay.
Just give it away.
I get there. I take the money. I go up to the to the plane. I'm doing all this stuff. I'm getting ready to go check in, and I get an email on my phone, I'm like, okay. I thought it was my mom, like a text thing, you know.
What's somebody going? Selling another Spider-Man omnibus.
I look on my phone and it's from Wells Fargo saying that I left my bank card in the ATM. Now, I mean, going home would have been fine, except there was in the stop, there was I was visiting someone else. So it was like a stop before I went home. So I wasn't going straight home. I needed my card. So I had to cancel the flight and reschedule another flight. But I couldn't do the, what is it called? The overnight,
Red eye.
The red eye, because the bank would have been open at the time that the red eye flight would have went, which is 6. The bank didn't open until 9. So I had to go get another, spend another day of a hotel, then go Uber there to the bank, then get another card. This isn't my bank. Then schedule another flight to get back home, because at this point I can't do the trip I was going to do. I was like 5 in the hole.
Can we play poker?
Oh, man.
That is my mistake. I've never made a mistake as bad as that. I was in financial straits for a while. This was maybe 3 years ago. Wow.
That sounds like a lot more than $500.
That, it really does.
It probably was a little more, but I stopped counting because
it's like making me angry.
It doesn't even feel like buyer's remorse. It feels depressing.
Is that the only Wells Fargo
that I left it at?
Yeah.
Well, I got an email from one saying to go back to, like, I had to get my card back. So I went back to the one that I dropped it off in, because it was nearby the hotel. Okay. And that, so not the only one, but like I thought it was, I guess. Oh, my
gosh. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a depressing story. Sorry.
No, there was nothing depressing about that. Just
I feel so much better about that
money.
Yeah, eBay purchase.
Donnie's over there glowing. I'm not that bad after all.
It sounds a lot like the Donnie rant from last week.
Which was, I blocked them out.
The sad life of Nicolas Cage.
Oh,
and his money issues.
That's right. It got worse. Because
I was selling my comics. I went to the Wells Fargo and left my card there. Luckily, I was able to buy a $6,000 brand new comic book. It was spanking new.
I brought those comics to Bookman's because I wanted to get rid of them and wash away any memory that I had them, and I was offered $50 in trade value.
Womp womp. Then you made money off of it. Everything was a sunk cost up until that point. So
$50 in trade value.
No, I gotcha.
It was $27 in cash.
Yeah, but otherwise you just had these two comics that were useless.
I mean, yeah. I guess you're right.
Wouldn't have spent some cost.
All right, Joe, you got some poll results for us?
Yes.
Some online poll results.
Poll is that Corbin's...
Corbin's got a lot of new friends.
I'm going to go shopping with you.
We're opening
time.
Up a GoFundMe for Corbin.
Everybody's sending him spam emails right now.
I'm wiser now.
Hold on. Now, if there is something from a Nigerian bank, what do you do?
My name is Chachala.
You need to stop.
I was wondering if you wanted to help my family. My children's foundation.
You're wrong for that.
I'm sorry, dude.
I've gotten better. I know I have.
Good. No, not that much. I mean, the other one was 3 weeks ago.
It was so recent.
Yeah. Phoenix Comic Con or whatever Comic Con after, I'll be much better.
Well, we'll be watching you the whole time.
Yeah. Please. Oh, no, with a camera.
No one's going to stop you either. No,
the entire event.
No. We will encourage you to make deals.
I'm bringing comics to sell you.
I'm going to have him make my deals for me so I can videotape it.
All right. Oh, man.
I don't mind paying a little extra.
Okay. Corbining is now up there as one of my favorite segments.
Poll results.
So we did a poll to see if people thought that Steve Carell could be a good Penguin. Basically, we asked if we thought he could out-creep DeVito and kind of take him down from the legacy. And right now, it's 20-18 in Carell's favor. So I think it's kind of cool. What do you guys think about that? You like Carell for Penguin?
I wouldn't have thought about it off the bat, but I actually think that's pretty good.
His acting level is really awesome. So I honestly think he can do whatever he wants. If he wanted to do that, I can definitely see it.
I nominate Frank.
Great Penguin.
Ooh, yeah.
You do a little Danny DeVito-ish.
he is the Penguin. I don't know. I just like, it's hard to top Danny DeVito for me. He's, yeah. He was like born to play that role.
You guys love the Danny DeVito
I
one.
Do.
He was awesome.
He was okay.
Oh, he was like Batman and Robin.
What was your number one again?
I forgot.
That was my number one.
Favorite superhero movie of all time.
I forgot what it was.
Spider-Man
so good.
Okay. Which is just, I don't, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I don't remember anybody else's, but I remember Ghostbusters.
Superhero.
Oh, man, you were stretching. I like Patton Oswalt. You guys saw the College Humor Batman one?
Ooh,
after seeing that, I mean, I don't know if you could do like a serious version, but like, yeah.
That's what I saw.
That fan art's so good.
I wish it was fatter.
Well, see, I heard Jonah Hill was going to be up for the role.
Yeah, but Donnie and I talked about that too. Jonah Hill's up for the role. We both like that one.
Yeah,
that's cool too.
What do you think, Donnie? Jonah or Carell?
You know, Carell's an awesome actor too. I can see him too with that long cigarette out of his mouth. Yeah. You know, but Jonah Hill's a top. He's a dang good actor. He's just underrated.
You know what's awesome about this character is that like we're not having discussions about we hate. We hate it. We hate anybody's idea. Yeah. It's all like, oh man, these would all be so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really don't like what you just said.
What was the wrestling movie Stephen Carell did? What was the wrestling movie that he did?
Oh, with Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Fox something?
What about Channing Tatum as the Penguin?
Foxcatcher.
There it is. Thank you.
Foxcatcher.
That was a creepy movie.
He has a fake nose on in that. And he is kind of penguin-y right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like the tights a little bit.
I don't know how he could be underrated at this point, but I still feel like he is.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I think Steve Carell needs to go next level. Like he's ready for that next role that's going to just take him up there.
Yeah.
He tried with that last movie he came out with, the whole like where he created a little world.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that. Have you seen it?
Yeah. I did. No. Welcome to Marwen.
Welcome. It was. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
It was a good movie.
It was solid.
Heard it was terrible. Well, it was just poor execution of character development.
Yeah, it's hard.
Was Casey Affleck in it?
Stories.
CA.
No.
Another poll. We had another poll.
So what we're going to do is, since Donnie brought up the Jonah Hill, we're going to wait till the end of this one. I think it ends tomorrow. And then we're going to poll the winner against Jonah Hill. And then there's a couple other people that we might keep going with as long as we're still getting votes on that. Then the next scheduled poll is actually, this is going to be fantastic. So I don't know if you guys saw on Facebook, but Frank challenged my 2.5-year-old.
Oh. Hey, you gotta bring it.
Absolutely.
to a Rocket Raccoon off. Frank, what's your take on that?
Is that the Russian Rocket Raccoon? Rocket Raccoonov.
Boris Badenov, Rocket Raccoonov, and Natasha.
Silly Moose and Squirrel and Raccoon.
You brought her at me, so I
did.
Thought I'm gonna take on this and see what I can do. So what are we doing?
We're going to do a video of you doing your best Rocket. We're going to put it out there, let people see that. And then we'll do a poll.
Oh, wait, I agree to this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't really.
You're contractually obligated.
Apparently, I don't always pay attention. All right, good. No, it'll be fun. Hers is hilarious. So if you haven't had a chance to take a look at it, it's very, very funny. Is Juliet over here hiding?
She is.
Okay, great. Corbin, there's a comic book over there. It's on sale for $600. Can you?
Wow. Corbin just got voted
for
off.
A second. No, just for a second, because somebody has to leave, and you were gone all last week. So Corbin takes a break, finds some pizza.
But if Juliet and I are both in the same place, doesn't that
people will not
will know the old alter
do you
ego
mean like,
thing.
Like blown. Esoterically, or
all right, Jules, come on in, hustle. All right, so she's got. She's ready to go. She's the trivia master.
Oh, you weren't here for this last week, Zach. It's defeating.
It's really bad.
I heard you guys were very sad.
All right.
So depressing.
Lean into the mic and give us your questions. Put the mic down a little bit, Jules. All right.
What season does Laurel Lance die in? What episode is it and who kills her?
Season 3, episode 4, Joker. I don't know who Laurel Lance is.
I was like, wait, what?
You gotta say what show it is, though, Jules. You gotta tell
this
the
is
Arrow.
All. This is.
Oh,
this is
Arrow. I stand by my answer.
All right. All right.
Was it season 3 though?
No, season 5, 4. Season 4, episode 13,
no,
12,
no,
10,
no.
Upper.
Do we skip 11?
Up, 15, 16, 17, 14, 19.
Keep going up.
75.
19. 20. Down. 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Season 5, episode 18.
4.
Season 4, episode 18.
You have failed this trivia.
Yeah. Where's your pillow, Juliet? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. We all
How many seasons are we on for that show? I didn't even.
7.
Didn't it start last year?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's seen them all in the last 2 weeks. All right.
Season 4, episode 18, and Damien Dark kills her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, Felicity Smoke's father is a supervillain. What is his supervillain name?
The Smoker.
Barbecue.
Grill Master.
Smokey Joe.
I was just about to say that.
We know, you got us. We know.
The Calculator.
Oh, the Calculator. Oh, yeah, because she's really good.
She's really good with numbers.
Not at all reflective of the name.
All right, 3 more.
Okay, this is The Flash. What's Caitlin Snow's alter ego?
Killer Frost.
Dang it.
Gotta remember to zoom in. 1-0 and I'm winning. Let's do more.
What's the source of the Flash's speed?
Speed Force.
Yeah.
We all got it.
Not just like a...
Yeah, so keep going. Now we're getting better.
In each season of The Flash, there's a different Dr. Wells. What's season 5's?
Sherlock.
Yeah.
Yes. Sherlock.
What's the name of the Legends time ship?
You can't look
Millennium
this
Falcon.
That's not it.
I can't. I
Adonis is he's Googling frantically it. Googling this.
Time's up.
Well, I mean, how many?
TARDIS.
The Wave Rider.
The Wave Rider. Yes. All right,
Justin.
One more, and that's
ring
it.
In, Donnie. Don't
what
forget you ring in too.
What Earth is Supergirl from?
Button doesn't
Earth
work.
Earth 52. Earth 35. 8. Earth 38. Earth 38.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna have to think of some stakes for this because we thought about
she's not from Krypton.
What? Corbin's over there, like, oh, I knew all of them, but I'm down $700.
That's the Earth. That's the universe.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So it's all Krypton right. 30.
We've got to work out the trivia. That very very good job. Thank you, Juliet.
Thank you.
Anything to add in this?
No.
You want to take that Captain Marvel, don't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jules.
Thank you.
All right. We'd had a thought about what we're gonna make the loser do. They're gonna have to hold on to Nico, our dog.
Wow.
And maybe we'll do that for the rest of the show.
Like for the week in between.
it's
your dog sitting.
Corbin, you're back. She left.
I like the other idea.
Do you get negative points like Jeopardy?
There was another idea. It was a very good idea as well.
You'd have to admit that your favorite character of all time is Jar Jar Binks. Any show of anything.
Next week's trivia, that's what it is.
Misa on a Gongan.
And what you'll do is we'll do it Facebook. We'll do it on Facebook. We'll just do a solo shot of you saying that, and then I hope it goes viral.
No context.
I'm going to lose, though, so I literally never answered a question correctly. So.
I have faith.
Super Being Zach, what do you got?
Did you just call me Super Being Zach?
Yes. Right. I think it all the time. I just said it this time.
All right, so... We have a man named Billy Baker because he needed the alliterative naming. Corbin's giving me a thumbs up. He's a chef.
And you feel good about
he's
that
right
now?
He's a chef.
$600
The Corbin remorse. Corbin regrets giving me a thumb up already. So Billy Baker, he's a chef at a famous restaurant, but he's not the owner. He's not the restaurateur. And the restaurateur is tied up into a money laundering scandal. And so while one night, Billy Baker is over at his restaurant and he's cleaning up and some bad guys come in and he gets caught up in the middle. He gets pushed into a vat of salt, fat, acid, and heat. Adonis loves it.
Salt, fat, acid, and heat.
Those are like the 4 things that you add to food to make them taste good. This is a joke, by the way. Love
it. I didn't doubt it.
So the fryer.
You know, we'll call it the fryer. And he then gets super strength, but he's only strong when he's hungry, so his name is Hangry. So we're in a situation where, like, he can't eat because if he's eating...
then he's not strong anymore. And then you know, he never knows when he can eat. When's he going to be attacked?
Don't make him hangry.
The poor guy, he has to be hangry all the time. Hangry. Coming to a theater near you.
Oh, my God.
Straight to video.
Make it happen.
Straight to VHS.
Where Corbin is going to pay $50.
Nope. $100 now.
Where 100. Corbin's going to pick up a bootleg in the Walmart parking lot.
Did someone say limited release? I mean.
This is a niche audience. I think restaurant people are going to be into this.
Yeah.
Mm. Kind of totally. Just waiting.
Wait a second. It's in black and white, too?
Oh, it changes every dimension of it.
Totally different movie. Oh,
man. Not it's black called and white. Hangry Noir.
It's not in black and white. It's in salt and pepper.
See, we're killing it here.
Oh, man. Hey, we're in the Catskills of the 60s, man.
Oh, man.
Bring it.
Pepper's salt here. And
pepper. All right, well, cool. Anybody else got anything else to wrap up here? We got one more thing from Adonis that's the thought piece of the night. So, anybody?
All right, happy apartment.
Adonis, make it happen.
All right. So basically, wait a minute. Which thought piece?
This
Think
was
your, and that's a wrap.
Okay.
This is your what if?
Oh, okay. Okay.
You had multiple thought pieces?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Wait.
This one is a what if. And I sat down and I thought about this actually a lot when I was a little kid. What if Batman was black? And I thought about why everything was the same except for the fact that he was black. That where he came from, Gotham, everything, villains, all of that stuff. And a lot of foundational pieces would change in regards to his costume. Just focusing on that. His face would have to be covered up. Because if he had his face out and open and everything like that, I feel like there would be, especially from the police, there would be a lot more aggression, shooting to kill. Whereas I know in the movies, in the comic books, they shoot and they're like, oh my God, it's the Batman. And then he kind of goes off and then they shoot. Versus if his face was out, bam, they would probably be like, oh my God, bam, bam. Oh,
Jesus.
You know? And it's just like, he would be, as Bruce Wayne, he would definitely, I feel like he would be, his involvement with the city, political side of things would be a little bit more in depth, just because of how his family would get the money. They would have to do a lot of things in order to get to that status. So his involvement, there would be no choice. He would have to be very much so involved in the political aspect of things. So and then you got to think about how the black community of Gotham would look at Bruce Wayne if the ghetto in Gotham was like as bad as it is in the comic books and everything like that. They would look at him like, look at this guy up here on his you know, golden throne. He's not even helping us. How can you sit up there and you say that you represented us when you're not doing anything? We're still up here looking at, you know, going through this and going through a struggle. You don't care about us. You don't care about anything, right? You know? And I just sat there and I thought about it, because as a kid, I always thought of main characters that I loved and things like that. There were some that I was just like, oh yeah, they can never be a different color and everything like that. But then there were other ones where I was just like, what if they were a different color? You know, Lucas in Stranger Things, he got into an argument with Will about he wanted to be Peter Venkman, but he couldn't. And Will was like, dude, it's because, you know. And he was like, what? Because I'm black, right? And they sat up there, and that was like just an opening to how I felt when I was a little kid. Yeah. I was always, I loved Winston, because I was finally able to be somebody that I really, I'll be a part of a team that I really liked and I really loved the idea and everything like that. But I thought about it later on in life. It's like, well, Winston wasn't the scientist. He was kind of just the help. He was kind of the chauffeur, basically, that got, you know, a promotion, you know. And I think about these things all the time. I really want to, you know, kind of break things apart and dive a little bit deeper as mm-hmm. to why, not why, but what if we looked at things from a different perspective. How would their entire foundation be different?
Well, a lot of people, you always hear this information, like the reason Spider-Man was so big because it could have been anybody underneath the mask. Mm-hmm. And not for the same reasons you're talking about, but even so, it could be anybody. Mm-hmm. When your whole face and body are covered, yep. It could be anyone, and it gave people like you that same opportunity mm-hmm. to see, well, I could be that person, which I think is pretty cool. And some of us never think about that. I never really thought about that kind of stuff. So
was Spider-Man the first one to be completely covered and, I mean, to have a full-on mask, completely hide his face? I mean, it sounds like it. I mean, I don't know enough about the history, but... It makes sense. I mean, he was hiding that he was like 15 years old, right? True. But he could have been hiding anything, right? Any of his background, right?
I mean, Human Torch could have been black.
Yeah.
Iceman could have been black. Silver Surfer could have been black. I mean,
yeah.
Human Torch was in that great Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
That's very true. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just such a good dynamic with what you're saying, like with the people in the ghetto and Batman having to. And Batman being in that position and Bruce Wayne being, you know, rich and well-to-do, mm-hmm. that's a killer dynamic for any storyline.
Yep.
So maybe that's an even more interesting book.
Yeah.
Into the Batverse.
That's something to explore. Cause I actually thought the reason why, I thought about this before, and one of the reasons why I thought he couldn't be is because Bruce Wayne hides behind his privilege a lot.
Yeah.
And that privilege, so to speak, is what I personally entail with or would not associate with a black Batman, because mm-hmm. what privilege? You're working for that. You know what I mean? It's not inherited, which it was in the Wayne family. And he used it to his benefit because, you know, the alter ego, he was in that, you know, exacting justice. But that persona, you're right. Like, how would you use that if you were, you know, let's say building that up and it wasn't just handed down to you?
Exactly. And I thought of like a storyline and everything, how his parents died and, you know, all that jazz about how they always play on the Dark Knight and the Dark Knight Rises and everything like that. And I thought of basically if it was a book, the title probably would be Dark as Night, you know, instead mm-hmm. of Dark the Dark Knight, you know, just because of that new dynamic.
So you have a whole storyline and something?
I started writing something. All right, but
well, you know, we're there's a, I don't want to sound brash, but we can come back to that because we've gone a little bit longer. And something I would like to come back to and hear a little bit more as you develop that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's pretty cool. And it changed the dynamic of the show. Even if you watch, everybody kind of like, well, okay, interesting.
Mm, that's super interesting.
Very, very cool. So comicplayground.com at Adonis. at Comic Playground, all the information we'll put it up and post it.
There it is,
and we will see you all next week. We went way over, but you know you deserve it. We're great.
Extra content for you.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, we never. That's gonna be horrible. Boom, 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 boom.